My name's Suzanne Evans and we're here at Fishbourne Roman Palace and I'm Head of Learning and Education here. Initially, when the Romans first arrived here, they built timber buildings which were then destroyed, and we can see evidence of that as we walk around the building here. Then they set about building themselves a bathhouse, very important to Roman society to have your baths. They started with that. There was about 7 different rooms, all to do with getting clean and relaxation. After that, they began to build some more luxurious buildings. The palace was built as a series of extensions, adding on to this proto-palace and bathhouse. It ended up by this wing here, the north wing, which is the one that visitors can walk around, being a really beautiful suite of rooms. When it was begun, the floors were largely black and white mosaic floors, which are very similar to those that you see in Pompeii. As the years progressed and different people came to live here, so the styles of the rooms changed. Then the addition of things like pictures were added to the floors. Then even later on, they were spending a bit of money adding a bit more in the way of comfort with the installation of what was going to be an underfloor heating system here. Okay. It was never completed. The original mosaicists that came here were craftsmen from Rome, highly skilled in their art. They then began to train the locals, and there's a definite difference between the quality of mosaic from the original craftsmen to where you see the locals who are learning their craft. As the palace changed from being used, we think, by a local client, king, a ruler in this area who gained citizenship, others moved in, and the building began to be used as workshops. In about 280 AD, there was a tremendous fire that burnt the palace down. Probably it was at that time the stone was robbed away. There was great disturbance along the coastline here. It was a time when there were raiding parties from other tribes.